Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldsberry. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Goldsberry steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. Appling moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Zerniel scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Doby reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wheeler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 1 in the game. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scala for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Zernial moves to second. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Zernial moves to third. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zernial scores. Bowers moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wheeler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 2 in the game. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Zerniel moves to third. Michaels moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baker is walked intentionally. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerniel scores. Michaels moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 3 in the game. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scala for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Goldsberry. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zaldak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheeler takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-4 in the game. Scala hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Bowers reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowers scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wheeler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dobie strikes out. Wheeler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dobie out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.